This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Ty Cooper joins me live in studio. He's the owner of Eco Dry Cleaners on, Albemarle Square or Seminole Square?
No, 801 West Main Street.
West Main Street, I'm sorry. Yeah, getting confused. Okay. On West Main Street. And, of course, we wanted to talk to you and bring you in because you are screening a documentary film this coming Sunday at 12 noon at Vinegar Hill Theater called Juvies.
Yep, Juvies.
Which you have screened in Charlottesville before, and it was so well received you wanted to bring it back.
Yeah, absolutely.
So give us a Ty Cooper 101 first. Where are you from?
I'm from New York originally, and I relocated to, I didn't relocate at the time, but I studied at Norfolk State for undergrad, and then I went to Avery University for part of my graduate work. And, you know, Virginia just like a... Man, it's like a suction. It just keeps you here, you know. So I never went back to New York. So I relocated my daughter to Virginia with me as a single father. And congratulations to her. She's going to Virginia Tech this fall. So,
oh, yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. Hey, what's her name?
Imani Cooper.
Imani, congratulations. There you go. Going to Tech. Good for her. That's fantastic.
Yeah, chemical engineering. But so I just stayed here and, you know, opened up a couple of businesses out here and you know, and I love it. I love Virginia, and I love Charlottesville particularly.
Yeah. Well, we call it the hook. It sort of grabs you and keeps you. It's hard to...
I still live in Virginia Beach, though, but you know, once my daughter leaves the house, then I'm in Charlottesville full time.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Good deal. So what's the connection with the films? You were telling me before we went on the air that you sort of have a history with this. You've even sponsored a film festival down in Norfolk, and you're bringing a new film festival to Charlottesville.
Yeah, absolutely. In 2005... I co-founded a film festival called SOL Film Festival, Soul, as in the sun, you know, Spanish word for sun. And after that, I started LifeView Film Festival. So I was also hired as contract work for other film festivals. They seen the success of Soul, and they hired me as their film consultant. So I did that for a couple of years in Norfolk, and then I started my own, which is LifeView Film Festival, and I'm bringing that to Charlottesville in the spring.
Good deal. So, so spring of 2010.
2010.
We will have a. So then we'll have the
another
big,
one.
We'll have another one. We'll have the big fall Virginia Film Festival, and then a truly local film festival in the spring.
Yeah. Well, I would say. I mean, it's local because I'm here. But it's all international films. You know, international films, and so it's you know, for instance, Juvies. I doubt if I screen Juvies again in Charlottesville unless, I don't know, unless people twist my arm again like they did for this one. But it's a lot of works out there, so, you know, we want to give people opportunity.
Now, what is your film festival going to specialize in? What's the
That's the difference between my film festival and the Virginia Film Festival. There's not one single theme. We have multiple themes. So we have, like, certain categories, and we have certain films for that meets that category.
I got you.
That fits, rather. So we may have... family, we may have the internet, we may have equality, because I'm really trying to get this. Well, I'm not gonna put it out there, but this film that's out there now, this documentary is out, and I'm really trying to get it for my film festival,
right?
My film festival is in the spring, so it may be too much time, but I'm trying to get it so I can at least screen it under my umbrella,
Life
View Film Festival umbrella.
We're talking with Ty Cooper of Eco Dry Cleaners on West Main Street, and also the sponsor of a new film festival coming to Charlottesville in the spring of 2010. But before we get to that, this coming Sunday at Vinegar Hill, 12 noon, Juvies, you're bringing back to Charlottesville.
Yeah.
And so what is Juvies?
Juvies is a documentary that's executive produced by Mark Wahlberg and directed by Leslie Neal out of California. And it's a film about juvenile offenders being tried as adults, which is a heinous act that's taking place throughout the nation. And even our Senator Jim Webb has a bill that's in front of Congress now where he's trying to pretty much do have some reform, judicial reform.
We talked to him about that.
Oh, you did? Oh, great.
Extensive reform in the criminal justice system.
Great,
In my view, sort of long overdue. It was sort of like the GI Bill. It was long overdue for an overhaul.
Right. And that's what this documentary is about. It's extremely compelling. It's a tearjerker because you see these kids. Oh, man, 14, 15, 16 years old.
So tell us about it. I mean, the film follows some of these kids through the system?
Yeah, 12 individuals, and females and guys, and their age range from 14 to basically 16, 17. And the time that they're receiving for some of these crimes are just heinous.
It's
life in prison, 35 years to life, 12 years, 18 years. The numbers fluctuate. Certain crimes are so similar, but you have this one female who received a life sentence and someone else who received 12 years. It's just unproportionate. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Now, Ty, what do you say to someone who might be listening who thinks, well, you know, if a 12 or 13-year-old commits a truly terrible act, I don't care how old that human being is. I don't care if that is a child. Mm-hmm. We need to put them away.
Okay. And how about, so when you actually say something like that, when you're trying to say the type of crime it is, it's a general, once you go into the adult system, it doesn't operate that way. You know, if you charge an adult, you charge an adult. So if your child, your 16-year-old teenager in school have a fight, someone get hurt, if the prosecuting attorney elects to, because I say the prosecutor attorney, because he or she don't want to have the power.
Yeah,
not
they
the judge.
Can they can choose which level to go to.
Depending on who's running for, you know, office or whatever.
Yeah.
And trying to get their conviction rate high while they're in office. And so then if your son or your daughter get into a fight or do something silly, steal a computer from school or something like that, which is a case that's ongoing right now in Virginia, if the prosecuting attorney said we're going to charge you as an adult, then that person might get 20 years. So it's not based on the particular crime. If the crime is murder or if it's attempted murder or if it's stealing a computer or if it's having a fight, which many of us probably have fights in our teenage lives.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you can't, you know, you cannot look at one particular case and say, well, if this person, they deserve this, because the juvenile detention center and juvenile system was created to provide opportunity for change and rehabilitation.
Right.
Once they get into the adult prisons, there's no real change, no real chance of rehabilitation.
It's lock them away.
The suicide rate is 6 times higher than an adult in an adult prison. The 95% chance, likely chance of them being molested, you know, raped. I mean, brutally.
95% chance that a kid in the
16-year-old going to adult prison. Matter of fact, Andy Block from the Legal Aid.
Andy's a good friend. Great guy.
He came in and did a presentation prior to the screening, and we have Kate Duvall doing the same thing for this screening, and he basically stated that that he represented a case where a child, 14 years old, was put into an adult prison and was placed into the cell with someone who, you know, either molested children or, you know, offended children sexually.
Yeah.
So how does that happen? It's bad. So basically this documentary is about reform. You know, it's about reform. Like Mark, for instance, Mark Warburg, he was in the juvenile system previously when he was a 16-year-old.
No kidding. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why he's gravitated to this type of project.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah. So but he didn't get charged as an adult. So that's why you didn't have any idea, because it wasn't this path that he's chosen. You know, he went into the juvenile system, got scared. He admitted.
Yeah.
Said it scared the mess out of him.
Yeah.
And then he decided to change his life around. He didn't want to go back.
Right.
And now he made $12 million a movie.
Yeah.
so that's why he loved these projects, and he's an advocate.
So the film documentary Juvies is being screened at Vinegar Hill Theater this coming Sunday at 12 noon, and there'll be a speaker beforehand to talk in depth about the issues from the documentary.
And basically the person who's doing the presentation prior to is to let people know about the statistics from Virginia, because
so sort of bring it all home here.
Yeah, bring it home
in our context here in the Commonwealth.
Yeah, because this documentary was filmed in California, in the juvenile system and in California State Prison, and some of the individuals who see it may say, "Oh, that's California. They have gangs." You know, people say all types of things, and now we have to let people know that no, it's the same problem facing your child,
right,
or your child's friends. And I'm gonna say one thing, Corey. In the documentary, we have a gentleman by the name of Duck Tar. He was driving a car, with his friends. He was the driver of the car. It wasn't anything that was premeditated. They seen some guys who they had an altercation with previously. So they, Coy, I mean, not Coy, I said you, Coy.
That's all right.
Duck thought that they were going to just get out and fight, right? But one of his friends had a gun, and he shot a gun through the window of the car. No one got hit. No one got hurt. It was, you know, shot in the air pretty much. You know, no one, you know, and they drove off. Duck received 35 years to life. 35 at 16 years old, 35 years to life for driving a car.
Because somebody else in the car,
they obviously
shot
the
a pistol
time.
In the air.
Exactly.
To scare
pretty much
some other guys.
Pretty much. So when you say, when a person say, well, you know, this person should receive time because they...
That's the assumption.
That's
the
assumption.
Is that mm-hmm. these kids did something so heinous that they're being tried as an adult.
That's the assumption.
And if
yeah.
I hear you right, and this what this documentary brings home is that's not always the case.
That's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. And it's funny you say that because many people were asked on the street, you know, in the documentary, what they think that this person should receive, what kind of time this person should receive. And they had, you know, different people, different charges they were facing.
Yeah.
Many of them said 3 years, you know, 5 years probation. Some people said just probation, juvenile detention center for 6 months. And then it cuts away, you know, and the when they are informed of how much time these individuals received, they were just like stunned, shocked, totally shocked. And these were from people who believe
yeah.
that they should be tried as adults because they don't really know until they are personally affected.
Right, right.
You know, or a documentary like this comes to light and it shows some things.
And a lot of these kids that do end up getting in trouble and being tried as adults and having their lives ruined mm-hmm. when they arguably could have had an opportunity to reform themselves. By and large, I don't want to paint with too broad a brush here, but by and large, they come from families that don't have a lot of resources, crime-ridden neighborhoods.
Many
I mean, they
them.
Get they don't they got a lot of strikes against them to begin with as children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, many of them, many yeah. of them do. We have some people who were sexually abused when they were young, you know, females, and it's white. They're white females, white guys, Asian, blacks,
yeah.
Hispanic. So it's pretty much, you know, everyone.
Right. Right.
Now. The actual fact, though, is that 85% of these cases in Virginia, particularly, are African-American, you know, but still in the documentary, it shows how it's affecting everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
And not just African. So it's not a, you know, I don't want anyone to think that it's a black thing or any type of ethnicity. It's not. It's
no.
about our children. It's about our
This
kids.
Is an American thing.
An American yeah, thing. It's an American problem.
Yeah, it's our problem. It's
our
the
problem.
Justice system that we invented yeah. and we inherited, and we have an opportunity to make it better.
Yeah, because we are actually creating criminals. We are creating criminals because what we're doing when these people make a mistake, we locking them in the system, and they most likely will become criminals.
For yeah.
Criminals, because if you're 16 years old and you come into adult prison and you're facing some of the issues that we discussed previously
yeah.
about the being raped and so forth, they go in there with the mindset of trying to find out how can I protect myself in this atmosphere, how can I make a
yeah.
knife out
just
of
to soap? Learn to survive. If they want to survive, they got to become
a
somebody we don't necessarily want walking the streets.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then so when they come out 12 years later at 30-something years old, no degrees, some messy little trade they may have picked up in there, who's going to hire them?
Yeah.
And that's the problem facing some of the ones that's out now, because some of them are out.
Some of these kids from this documentary.
Yeah, are out. Now, the viewers of this documentary, because I do want to say something good, because there's a lot of good that came out of the documentary. After this story came out, this documentary came out, and people saw Duck Tar's story, you know, the 35 years to life.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
for driving
the car. People had written the prosecutor attorney. A lot of petitions went around. They've written the judge, wrote the judge letters and so forth. The prosecutor attorney brought Duck back to court, and the judge reduced his time from 35 years to life to 11 years to life.
So he can get out sooner.
Possibly.
He's still in there, though.
He's still in there. He goes up for parole in July, and that's why this documentary is so important.
Yeah.
Because although, you know, these are state laws, but if people writing around the world and around the country, it may show some type of it may have some type of weight, and because if the first letters and document petitions and so forth reduce the time, then hopefully he can get out. But the problem is that what I need people to know in California. Okay, 5% of it's only 5% of the people who go in front of the parole board are actually released, less than 5.
Wow.
So Duck may not get out.
Right, right. Yeah. Ty Cooper, the film is Juvies, and it's being screened at Vinegar Hill Theater this coming Sunday at 12 noon. Ty, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.